gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webster.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello there. This is Jalyn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney over at CRN, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with a cat than with a treat. And they will go crazy for Lick and Lap. And I know that because I have three rescue cats. And they go bonkers for Lick and Lap. It's a healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack that your cats will fall in love with. And you can find it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats. They teamed up with us here at Talkin' Pets to give you 10% off your order if you put the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. Supplement treats for your dogs. Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, and you can also check us out on Alexa, CRN4, TuneIn, #250 on your smartphone, or TalkinPets.com, and hit Listen Live. This is Talkin' Pets.
If I had my life to live over, I know just what I'd like to be. Pampered pet of a rich brunette, sitting on my mama's knee. Someone to love me, someone to care. Rub a double little fingers through my hair and lead a dog's life. What a life, that's good enough for me. That's good enough for me.
Who doesn't like Elvis? Everybody likes Elvis. Yeah, it's a cool
song.
Dog's Life, Elvis Presley. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. If you've got a training question, behavior question today, we will play Name That Animal Sound as well, and you can win something. Matter of fact, we did give away a case of Lick and Lap, and
yay,
that actually went out to Coos County Animal Shelter in Southport Road out there in Coos Bay, Oregon. So they're getting a case of Lick and Lap. Compliments from Brenda. So Brenda, thanks for calling in, and we'll send that out in your name as well to Coos County Animal Shelter, getting a case of Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. And those kittens are going to love that, that's for sure. 818-818-6401, that is the number to call. So, Jilly Bean?
Yes, darling?
I understand that you're a garden planner now.
I am. I have been for the last 3 years. I mean, the 25th of this month, I will have been here 3 years on my plot of land hanging off the side of a mountain.
Has it been that long?
I know. Do you believe
it? I know. That's crazy.
3 years, yeah.
Like, where did 3 years go by? I remember her sitting there fighting with my cat Shadow.
I know. Those were good times. You know, now we just stare at an empty chair.
Yes. Yeah. But, it's like in memory of Jilly.
It's been a really interesting year. I mean, we've gone through this all before. I don't have to repeat myself. You know, the hurricane did lots of damage everywhere, but it really unearthed a lot of stuff around here, too. So there were different... I don't have allergies. I'm very, very fortunate. But different things were coming up for people and things and animals and stuff. But I I was able to like surpass that. And because of all the water and the saturation of things and the different things falling from the sky, my property has bloomed and gone crazy. But of course, you know, I've been really diligent with it, planting. I've been really good with using no pesticides. I only use diatomaceous earth. I do use some things I have to for, you know, pest control in my basement and things like that. But on the land where I am with animals, I only use diatomaceous earth and in my gardens and things like that. And I, yet last year, my herbs and some of my vegetables did okay, but more of my flowering plants, but my squash and my pumpkins and my,
I miss growing those. Can't grow them where I live. They get attacked by bugs.
Oh, they're amazing. And we don't have mosquitoes and things up here. Yeah, we have other varmints, but, you know, I don't get bit by anything when I go walking.
I'll come up and bite you.
Get a little worried about getting hit by, you know, in the head by a bat or an owl or something.
I miss those, though, those days where you can look up into the sky and all you see is stars, you know. That's the pure beauty of this planet is when you don't have streetlights and everything all around that are deflecting your view of the sky. If you look up into the sky and you see those stars and everything, you see a falling star, whatever, I mean, it goes to show how small we are on such a huge universe out there.
And I didn't get to see the meteor shower, but I did get to see the planets lined up this last week. It was beautiful, just from my front deck. But I've worked my squash and my gourds and things like that. Like, I'm actually, they're outside the fence. I have a small chain link fence, you know, like 4 feet around the cottage. So that the dog can be safe if he has to go out at night or early in the morning. And I grew them inside, but they like took over. So I grew them because I'm right next to this rushing little creek and a waterfall. And like I planted them at the fence line, but they're growing down my hill towards the water. And I've already got some pumpkins that are, you know, about half the size of a basketball.
That's awesome. Cool. I miss those days of growing. But, you know, I got to tell you a story on that because it's a remedy for people that they might want to take into effect. I was at my doctor's office the one day, and I walked in. There's these two older women that were sitting in chairs, and they were going back and forth and back and forth. And I'm standing at the counter waiting to sign in and everything else and fill out my, what are you taking in medications? I was like, you should know this. But the thing is, I'm doing all that, and these women are talking. So, of course, my ear went over, and they're like, well, I don't know how to keep these bunnies and this and that out of my garden, and they eat everything. So I looked. I said, I'm sorry to interrupt, but coyote pee. And they both looked at me like I was insane. Yep. And she was like, what'd you say? And I was like, coyote pee. And she was like, what about it? I said, go to your pet store. They sell it in different stores out there, probably even in Home Depots or Lowe's or whatever. And you buy it and spray it around, and it keeps the varmints out because they don't want to go where there's a coyote. Now, I know some people will go out there and pee themselves around the garden. That will sometimes work as well, but I can guarantee coyote pee will keep them away because no bunny or whatever else, rat or whatever might possum, wants to be eaten by a coyote. So they sell it in there. It's actually, I don't know how they get it, but they actually sell it out there in the store. So it's a great remedy. And this way you're not harming any of the rabbits and all.
Yeah, I do that here. Not me personally. Let me clarify that. Although I have tickled in the woods a few times when I couldn't get back to the cabin. But I mean, Xerxes, I mean, he's a big, fierce male. And so he goes around my gardens, all over my property, on our trails. And if he does happen to do his big business, I always carry bags with me. I know I live in the woods, but I carry bags and I pick it up off the path that I've made because I work really hard on those paths through the woods, and I toss it into the woods. And that also keeps the bears from coming really, really close, and the coyotes coming really close to the house, even though I had a quite sizable yearling on my lawn today, which was awesome.
So
a bear, a black bear.
Nice. But yeah. So I love black bears.
I love them.
I had one walk past me out in the woods when I was sitting up against a tree in the snow, and I thought he'd be hibernating, but he was out and he walked like 10 feet away from me. He didn't bother me. I didn't bother him. But I didn't move.
Yeah.
And I wasn't stupid enough to whistle or go, here, bear, you know. But if you ever see a bear with cubs, go the opposite direction.
Yes, very calmly. Very calmly go the opposite direction.
Well, once again, you are listening to Talking Pets, and we want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
We have a story coming up from Jilly, and also we have a Name That Animal sound where you can win something. So don't go away. We'll be right back with more of Talking Pets. 818-818-6401. And say hello to Sydney when you call into that number. This is Talking Pets.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Now that the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, the FWC, has given the go-ahead for the state's first bear hunt in a decade, those for and against the hunt are looking forward to what is next. The 23-day hunt is set to begin December 6th. It wasn't the outcome James Scott was hoping for. He and his campaign coordinator for the group, Speak Up for Wildlife, and told Spectrum News in May that he hoped the group's other groups like him could convince the FWC to vote against the hunt. The agency voted 5-0 on Wednesday in favor of letting hunters in four designated zones kill up to 187 bears in the 2025 season. The meeting was held in Havana, Gadsden County. One of the biggest arguments you heard today was folks saying, there's bears in my neighborhood, there's bears on my porch. Hunting bears has no impact on human-bear conflicts. Scott said protecting the habitat of bears and properly securing trash is a better way to cut down on conflict. Non-lethal deterrents for bears' conflict are certainly valuable tools. Maria Davidson, manager of the SCI Foundation Large Carnivore Program, said limited habitat is one reason why bears hunt are appropriate. They live in a modern world and not, you know, at the turn of the century. There's a finite amount of habitat available for them to live and prosper and conduct their entire life cycle. Davidson said FWC has used statistical modeling to calculate the number of bears that can be hunted to get the population to a more sustainable level. She said biologists will check every bear killed, and that will help set limits for future hunts. Scott said he and his group are not giving up. In Havana today, there were two different realities clashing, and one dominated and stomped the other one out. We got our butts kicked, but it's not over. He added there will be a protest ahead of the hunt and said any chance of ending a hunt would involve voters electing a governor who agreed to it. According to FWC, there are about 4,000 bears in Florida. The Safari Club International says the state's bear population has grown by almost 50% since 2002. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Hey, let's go on a bear hunt.
What do we need?
We're gonna need binoculars, a compass, and a flashlight. Okay, let's open the door.
Let's not say we did. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401.
That's why I live in a preserve, so nobody can kill anything here. You're 10 times more likely to get shot on my property if you're a human than if you're an animal.
And that's by you.
That's true.
So, yeah, no, I don't agree with the bear hunt. I have a problem with it. Only because
so
of the fact that
last time
we encroach on their territory.
I know.
And then we have to kill them.
I know.
And that's the reason while you're seeing, I mean, granted, with COVID, a lot of animals came out from the wild into the cities because there were no people around. Right. So they were seeing wild animals throughout cities and so on and so forth because of COVID. And then once they got into the cities and people were feeding them, or they were able to find food very easily in trash cans, that kind of added to it. But the thing is that, you know, we're also building all these apartments and homes and everything
yep.
into the wilderness. And then the first thing people complain about is they see a bear. So let's kill yep. it.
It's so wrong. Yeah. And they don't, those hunters too are not very schooled in, you know, I know a lot of, there are a lot of young bears killed last time, 10 years ago, and I was devastated because they were all standing there with a big pile of bears, you know, like raising their guns and thinking they were tough. I just wanted to go slap somebody. It was so horrible. But I mean, they're killing mothers who aren't there to feed their babies. You know,
right. I mean, and they're they don't take that into consideration.
They don't. It's
I'm not against hunting. Hunting does cull the, you know, like the deer population and
yes,
so on and so forth
yes,
if it's
yes,
overabundant.
Yes.
But the reasoning, because we're encroaching in their territory, is a whole other reason. And right. I don't even know. Do people eat bear? I mean, not that
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, bear meat's actually, it's very good.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's gamey, but it's very good.
I've never even thought about it, but I know I've seen bear rugs.
I had it in a restaurant. I would never shoot a bear. I would never do that. I mean, the only thing I've ever done is some deer alligator and boar, but that's okay. For meat, you know, I've only hunted, and I haven't hunted in over 10 years.
Well, the sad part is when people do it. When people do it for sport, that's the hard
right.
part.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound, and if you can name what animal makes this sound, we're going to set you up with a prize. You can go with Vitacraft Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks from Vitacraft. Those are treats for your cats. We have from Good Pets Foods, treat supplements for your dogs in Daily Probiotic, Hip and Joint, and Multivitamin. You can go with a CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood. It's about reptiles, and it's a music CD. You could go with the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets in Lime Green or Black. We have from Silly Beads by Kayla. We have we gave away the cat pen. So we have the dog mom pen, ink pen. Or you could go with the kids keychain. It's for a boy. We do have the calendars from Workman Publishing. And one happens to be one that Devin picked out. What is the one you have, Devin?
Cats. Cats, and it's a page-by-day desktop calendar.
So that's a desktop calendar if you're a cat yep. person. Jilly's got Dogs on Vacation, which is
yep.
a wall calendar. We also have a cooking calendar, and it's a page by day cooking calendar. So every day you get a new recipe. So you can go with that as well. And that's by hatchetbookgroup.com if you want to check them out, or buy calendars, you can do that as well. But that's what you can win if you can identify what creature makes this sound. That was Jilly when she was looking at Trace's picture. inside joke, I guess. But so that is the creature. If you can identify that. They like to live in subtropical and tropical forests from eastern Bangladesh and northeast India to southeast Asia and Indonesia. And you'll find them on land, but a lot of times in trees. What creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Call, and you can be a winner of a prize of your choice. And I forgot to mention, we do have a dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul, brand new. So, you can go with that too. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Johnny, go, go. Johnny, be good. He used to carry his guitar in a gunny sack. Go sit beneath the tree by the railroad track. Old engineer was sitting in the shade. Strumming with the rhythm that the drivers made. The people passing by, they were stopping and say, oh my, but that little country boy.
Thanks.
for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Nearly 300 Burmese pythons were removed during a record-setting Florida Python Challenge this year, state wildlife officials said. The 10-day competition that ran from July 11th to the 20th resulted in a record 294 invasive pythons being removed. Just 195 pythons were caught during last year's challenge. A total of 934 participants from 30 states and Canada were involved in this year's hunt, which included 8 official locations, including the Everglades National Park. The winner of the $10,000 ultimate prize package this year was Taylor Stanberry, who removed a whopping 60 pythons. Stanberry promotes herself as a venomous keeper and venomous relocator from Naples. The rest of the approximate $15,000 in prizes was divided among competitors in the contest's 3 categories: novice, professional, and military. Donna Colley, who last year caught 19 pythons in the professional category, captured 56 this year. The most pythons caught by a novice were 14. The longest python caught this year was 15 feet 11 inches by a novice. The longest caught in military category was 11 feet 2 inches, while the longest caught by a professional was 9 feet 8 inches. Burmese pythons are one of the state's most notorious invasive species, and the FWC has implemented several efforts to remove the large non-venomous constrictors from our ecosystem, primarily by humanely killing them. To incentivize their removal, Florida's hosts the Annual Python Challenge. More than 23,500 pythons were removed from the natural areas in the state of Florida between 2000 and 2025. The amount of pythons captured and removed increased drastically once the paid challenge had launched in 2017. The record number of invasive pythons removed from the Everglades during this year's competition is a big win for native wildlife. With over 1,400 pythons removed during all Florida Python Challenge events to date, and over 16,000 pythons removed by FWC in South Florida, the collective efforts are a key to continuing addressing the threats Burmese pythons pose to Florida's natural wildlife and ecosystems. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
Well, woman I love is her name, Ramona. She kinda looks like Tempest Storm. She can dance like a little Egypt.
The Henderson Police Department is seeking information about an animal cruelty incident that claimed the life of two kittens in the morning of August 6th. A caller reported seeing two kittens thrown from a Honda Odyssey in the area of U.S. Highway 60 and Pebble Creek Drive. Responding officers found two deceased kittens in the area, but the van in question was gone. The news releases potential witnesses would have been around Highway 60 and Pebble Creek to Barrett Boulevard between 9:25 a.m. and 9:35 a.m. The caller said the van was gray or silver Honda Odyssey in decent condition. The van was last seen traveling west on Highway 60 headed towards Barrett Boulevard. In addition to eyewitnesses, HPD is seeking video from that area that would show westbound traffic during that time, during the listed time frame. Anyone with information that may help the police with their investigation should call Henderson Police at 270-831-1295. A veterinarian in Dixon is offering a $10,000 reward for information in this disturbing case. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook. I'm reporting Devin Leach.
I go on. Cruel, cruel world, I'm moving on. I've been living too fast, and I've been living too long. Cruel, cruel world, I'm gone.
And you're listening to Talking Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call with your questions or your guesses. And we're going to go out to Rusty, listening on WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Rusty?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
We're doing great. If you get this, I'll tell you, it's going to be good because I think it's kind of one of the tougher sounds that we've done, but sounds like this. I love this part coming up.
I know.
I don't know what it was doing or what it was looking at, but it got a little hyper there. What creature do you think that is,
well,
Rusty?
I'm going to tell you, that wasn't the sound that I heard over my radio.
Oh, you might have been listening to a different hour, but that...
I bet I was listening, because when I called in, I said, is the show live? I thought that you're right through.
Yep, it is live, but you probably...
Okay.
Yeah.
We're just delayed or something.
Probably.
All right, because the one I listened to, the hint was... it's a brand of shoes. So I'm like, oh, it's a Puma. But that was not a Puma.
Okay, yeah, I remembered that one. You're right. That's they run a week behind, actually, with the program. But
okay.
we're not live there, but it's a week behind. But we still have that animal sound, though. Well, actually, no, it's not. They're not a week behind. They actually run us on Sundays. So they're only like a day behind. But yeah, we run on Sundays there from 4 to 7 p.m. But we're live Saturdays from 5 to 8 p.m. But you're in on the contest, though, and that was the sound. I did give a hint. Do you want to hear the hint?
Yeah, what's the hint?
Okay, so the hint was, let's see. They live in subtropical and tropical forests from eastern Bangladesh and northeast India to southeast Asia and Indonesia. And I will tell you, and this is kind of a bigger hint, that they are in the ape family, specifically a lesser ape or a small ape. They are not considered monkeys.
A lemur?
A lemur.
Run, Forrest, run!
that is incorrect, but because you're in under a special time, I'm going to give you three strikes, Rusty. So you're on the right path. I think they're adorable, actually. They're kind of cool looking. They've got like black faces, more of a lighter colored hair usually. Like I said, they're in the ape family, but they're, to be honest, they look like a monkey, but they're in the ape family.
Yeah. I don't know, spider monkey, I don't know.
Spider monkey.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably.
You've got one more strike, or you're a winner. I will tell you, there's an actor out there. His first name is Mel, and he's a very... What is it?
A gibbon.
Very good. You got it. You didn't strike out.
Well, tell me something. Would Puma have been the right answer for the last one?
Yes.
All right.
Well, we got to give him credit for that, for heaven's sake.
I am. You can pick, Rusty, two things. What do you want to go with? We have cat treats. We have dog treats. We have a dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have ink pen. It's a dog mom ink pen from Silly Beads by Kayla. We do also have CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood About Reptiles. And a keychain for a little boy if you've got a kid. And we do have the calendars. We have a cat calendar, and it's for your desk. We have a wall calendar, Dogs on Vacation, from Workman Publishing. And we also have a cookbook desk calendar as well.
Okay, I'll have the Dogs on Vacation calendar.
Okay, and you get one more.
The dog treat.
And you got the dog treats coming out to you from Good Pets Foods, and you have the Dogs on Vacation calendar coming to you as well. And thanks for calling in a day early, but you can listen to yourself tomorrow.
Oh, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, some stations carry us live, some stations carry us during the week, and some stations carry us on Sundays. So, yeah. But you know when to call in that if you want to play. But
Now I do.
There you go. So Rusty, stay on the line and speak with Sydney. We'll get your address there in Charleston, West Virginia, and we'll ship those prizes out to you. Dogs on Vacation and Good Pets Foods dog treats.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rusty. That's Rusty out there in Charleston, West Virginia, listening on WVTS, and she got in. She did the smart thing. She called when we were live. Yeah. So that was cool. But yeah, Jilly, you got the Dogs on Vacation calendar. You like that one?
I know. It's darling. Yes. It just showed up yesterday, actually.
Yeah, I had it mailed out to you. And Hoshit bookgroup.com is the one that puts them out as part of Workman Publishing. But you can, you know, get your 2026 calendar now.
It came in the biggest box. I swear to God, I thought it would be in an envelope, but... Although the box was so filled with paper, and it was that really great paper that I can use as fire starters for my wood-burning stove coming up in about a month.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I got one single calendar one time, too, and it was in this huge box. I was like, what is this?
It was huge. I know. I thought it was a box of dog food, and I was like, what the heck is that?
Calendars are tough to mail, though, because they're big, wall calendars. So... But, hey, I do want to give a shout-out and a welcome to WSVA 550 AM, 92.1 FM in Harrisonburg, Virginia, to Frank and the gang out there. They're carrying us live out there in Harrisonburg, Virginia. So if you're listening, pick up the phone, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you guys. 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. Since we gave away a strike, we played strike three with Rusty, I'm going to give somebody a shot as well. And this one's easier.
Oh, that's easy.
What creature makes that sound? They're illegal in Hawaii, and they're illegal in New York City. Not to say people don't have them, but they are a pet. So they're considered a pet in the house, but they're illegal in Hawaii and illegal in New York City. What creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. So if you know what that is, pick up the phone. We'll give you a chance as well. and maybe we'll give you a strike three. 818-818-6401. You're listening to Talkin' Pets. Don't forget, same pet time, same pet channel. You can always listen to us, either live or delayed. But we appreciate you guys out there, and we thank the program directors, general managers, and the owners for carrying the show. 35 years on the air. Would like to make it a lot longer as well. So we thank you very much. And if you get a chance, listeners, you know, give a shout out to your PD there at the station and say, hey, you love Talking Pets. I appreciate it. Everybody on the show appreciates it. And I know the station will appreciate it as well. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
818-818-6401. What creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. Talking Pets.
You can't stop the tears from falling down.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever Creator Summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators of small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you'll lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle, because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
A very sad but true story. Online groups dedicated to the torture and starvation of cats are spreading across the globe. As reported by the BBC, the torture groups started in China, and they are now active around the world, according to the UK. These sadistic groups aim to provide gruesome, sadistic content to depraved viewers. According to the news agency, cats are starved, drowned, electrocuted, and otherwise tortured in a manner designed to inflict as much pain and suffering as possible. This is evidence suggesting that children as young as 10 years old are involved with these torture groups, and it appears that many of the feline victims are adopted from shelters or rescue agencies. Lara, a volunteer with Feline Guardians, tells the BBC, "Every day I feel heartbroken. There is not a day that goes past that I don't feel like my heart is breaking." She has spent time undercover in the forums and says there is no limit to the pain the torturers are prepared to inflict. This describes it as the depths of evil. She emphasized the law enforcement and governments must become involved to stop the continued growth of these groups, saying it will only continue to expand and get worse. Reporting, I'm John Patch. You know, to see groups like that, and even with young children, it's very realistic and it's very sad.
Stories like that, we don't use them
a lot on the show, but we do use them, especially since we work a little bit sidelined with animalvictory.org. And the thing is that people need to know that this exists. So if you can put a stop to it, definitely try to help, because it's gruesome. These are our pets. These are parts of our family. And because that certain cat, kitten, or whatever doesn't live with you, it doesn't make it any better that you don't know it.
Right.
It seems to be the mentality that if it's not in front of you, a lot of people don't care. But the thing is that it could be in front of you. So don't let that happen.
And if you see it, report it. I don't know what is. I mean, that has to be a criminal intent completely.
By the way, Terry says, "Hi, Jilly."
Which Terry?
In South Carolina. On Facebook Live.
That's my sister, Terry.
Have another drink.
I wish.
Which Terry? Like,
I know. I'm like.
I know. I know so many Terrys. I know like 15 Johns, for heaven's sake.
Well, that's true.
John says hi, I'd be like, what?
There's a lot of Johns out there. I don't know that many Terrys. I think I know two. But, you know, that animal sound is still out there, and I'd like to have somebody else have another chance. And the thing is, I put it on silent because you were texting me. That is the animal sound. So, illegal in New York City, illegal in Hawaii, what creature is that? And let's see, lifespan is 5 to 10 years. And gestation period for young are 42 days. And they have like a musky smell to them. You know what it is, right, Julie?
I think so.
And they are considered a pretty decent pet, but they like to chew on cords and stuff. So I'd be definitely be weary about letting them have run of the house when you're not around, because they are mischievous. But for the most part, they're, you know, somewhat clean, social, and affectionate. But and they do make pretty decent house pets if you keep an eye on them. But they'll steal things once in a while. But what creature is that? And you can win a prize if you know. So call in at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. That's the last contest we'll do because we're coming up to a close. I got to ask you, did you see that show, I don't know if it was on Facebook or on, what's that, Netflix. I think it was on Netflix. Okay. Chimp Crazy?
Not yet, but it's in my hold box.
My nephew saw it.
Yeah.
He said it's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, the woman, her name is Tonya Haddock, a Missouri woman featured in the well-known, it was HBO documentary, Chimp Crazy. She's going to jail.
Well, I know she is. And the way that she did that was just maniacal. I think it is on another streaming thing.
I thought it was
HBO. I think it's either Netflix, Paramount, or Hulu, because that's what I have, and I've seen it.
But
I just put it in my save.
55 years old and pleaded guilty to perjury and obstruction of justice after repeatedly lying to the United States District Court, claiming that Tonka had died and was cremated. That was her chimp. In reality, she was hiding the chimp in a cage in the basement of her home, violating a court order to surrender him to a reputable sanctuary. And her deceit was part of a long-running legal battle between PETA over the treatment of Tonka and other chimpanzees in care. Why somebody wants a pet chimpanzee, I think they're crazy. Remember the one that ripped off the woman's face. Do you want that to happen to you? It's a wild animal. We're going to go to Grant real quick in Spokane, Washington. Grant, what is this?
That's my best friend, the ferret.
There you go. Congratulations. I thought you were going to say Terry, but what do you want to go with, Grant? Actually, you know, we got to say goodbye. So, Grant, stay on the line and speak with Sydney. She'll tell you what we got. And as long as you haven't won it in the last 90 days, it'll come out to you.
Perfect.
Thanks, Grant. Once again, that's Grant in Spokane, Washington, and it was a ferret. Well, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. From myself, John Patch.
And Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
We say goodbye and thank you for joining us on these hours of Talking Pets. Don't forget, spread the word. Please join us on social media. We'd love to see that expand. So spread the word about Talking Pets. And our social media is at Talking Pets Radio. No G in the talking. And don't forget, check out our website. All the information is there as well, talkingpets.com. Love you, Julie.
Love you, baby doll. See you in January.
Go pee out in your garden.
I will.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Deb.
No opinions expressed on the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.